Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We're continuing on in a message I just got started yesterday. Ye are complete in Him. And that is a scripture found in Colossians, the second chapter, verse 10. And let me read it in entirety. And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. That's referring to Jesus, who has all rule and all authority in heaven and in earth. And if you heard me yesterday, I said I was going to tell you a little story. So here goes. A story is told by James Smith about two shops in the same line of business in the same busy thoroughfare in a town, and both are owned by industrious businessmen. They both have equal chances of success, but there's a great difference between the two. One shop is well stocked with goods. The goods are shown to the very best advantage by a store window that shows the latest styles and materials. The second store is poorly run and has a much less quality as well as quantity of merchandise. The front of the store doesn't look very nice. And when you compare the two stores, you see a vast difference between the two. The first one is attractive. It looks prosperous, well-managed. It's displaying the best merchandise in the best possible presentation, if you will. Whereas the second one is run-down looking and displays inferior or cheaper merchandise. And it's not inviting to even just look at the window. So in this story, we go to the less fortunate businessman and ask him why his place looks so much worse off. "Well, that's easy to explain," he said. "The other man across the street began where I can only hope to end. His father is wealthy and gave him all the capital, all the money he needed to open his store and fill it with quality merchandise just to begin his career. I can only hope to have that kind of money at the end of years and years of strenuous labor." That's the end of the story. Well, how can we apply this to our Christian life? This little illustration I just shared is typical of many Christians who can only hope to end where others begin. And in this case, we are all children of the King. Isn't that right? We're all created by the Lord, and we've accepted Jesus, and He has so much for us. But it's a process in which we begin to understand and learn what that really means. What does it mean to be complete in Him? So most often, new believers, they start to go to church, they begin to read the Bible and pray, and they try to live good lives. They quit evil habits, they try their best to stop sinning and be faithful attending a church home, hoping that at the end of their life, they will gain God's favor and with that, everlasting bliss in heaven. But when you look at their lives and when you talk with them, the experience of their life seems to be nothing but a miserable struggle. It's one battle after another. And beloved, one thing I do know, having served the Lord for decades, there are seasons in our lives. There are times seasons of affliction, seasons of trial, as well as seasons of blessing. And so, but it never stays continually that way. God has his reasons, his purpose in everything that comes our way. He even allows the work of the enemy. You know, he's going to see, will we stand on his word? Will we take authority over him? And in many cases, if we're untaught or if we don't do that, then we suffer the consequences. And so what we need to do is really understand what it means to be a Christian. Words are so inadequate, but someone who really understands, and of course, very few new believers can understand this, we actually begin our Christian walk with everything we need. Now, that's probably not our experiential reality in God, and yet that's what the Bible just says in Colossians 2:10. Ye are complete in him. So that means that everything we need is found in Jesus. We can begin our Christian walk with everything needed. We can start our Christian journey by, first of all, and many will of course affirm this, by being counted righteous before God, by possessing through Christ the favor and the blessing of God. And not only the blessing of God, God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, isn't that right? All the silver and gold is his. So we actually possess all things through Christ, everything that pertains to life and godliness. How often do I use that scripture? But it's so comprehensive. Everything that pertains to our spiritual walk, the things that we need to grow spiritually, as well as the natural things in this life. Remember what Jesus said, if we would seek the kingdom of God first, are we all doing that? That's what we need to ask ourselves. Then all these other things would be added to us. But beloved, depending on when we are saved, now some may be saved, they're raised in a godly Christian home, and as young children, they accept Jesus. And some, not until the very final years of their lives. Others, when they're teenagers or as an adult, we're all in different stages of when we came to a saving knowledge of Jesus. But we're just like Israel, beloved, in the sense we have human nature. And so even though we understand our God is perfect in all his attributes and possesses everything, he created everything, so he owns everything, that as a Christian, having the righteousness of Christ Jesus imputed to us, we are righteous in his sight. We're no longer sinners. We've been saved by his grace and by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So literally, we have access to all the spiritual abundance and wealth that our God possesses. That's, you know, the gifts of the Spirit, those are just little fragments, little bits and tastes of the foreknowledge of God, of the power of God, of the greatness of the Lord. He allows us to move in the gifts, and hopefully, along with that, we possess the fruit. That's the most important thing. There are many that just want to start run out there and move in the gifts, and it would be well if you concentrate on the fruit first so he can trust you to administer faithfully the gifts. And some of God's dearest saints are those that have gone through much suffering, much testing, much trial. As Job, he tries us as gold. You've been through the furnace, hey? I know some of you out there can certainly relate to that. But just like Israel in Egypt, they were slaves for hundreds of years, 400 years approximately. And so many, especially if you've been saved older in life, that you've been so influenced by the world system and by demonic oppression, that there's things, it's a gradual process that God has to begin in us, that we have that abundant life Jesus was talking about. We have every spiritual blessing, everything that we need to prosper in every area of our being. God's word says in Colossians, we're looking at one verse this week, ye are complete in him. Ye are, not you shall be. And this is an all-inclusive statement. Notice, it's for every one of us. You are complete in him, beloved. The weakest saint is included in that you. If you're young in the Lord, or if you're a blessed saint who served God for many years, you are complete in him. Observe something else. You are complete in him, not in yourself, not in others, but in him. And beloved, when I mentioned there are many that just, they go through life, it seems like, from one battle to the next, and I'm not talking about a season now of trial and battle, but there's always some crisis going on. There's always some terrible work of the enemy. Well, it's probably because they have not been diligent to apply God's word to their heart and life. That's why the book of Proverbs talks so much about wisdom. We need to have godly wisdom. And if we don't have that kind of godly wisdom, then we will suffer the consequences. And the fear of the Lord is the first of all, the beginning of wisdom. And a good understanding have all they who keep thy and do his commandments. And so, beloved, having the wisdom of God is so critical. And so as I bring this broadcast to a close, we're going to move on tomorrow. But let's pray. Father, in the moments that remain, I do pray that we will cherish and value wisdom as the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing, Lord, and with all our getting, help us to get understanding. Help us to understand the deep yet simple spiritual truths of the gospel. Help us to understand what it means to be complete in Jesus. Help us to experience what it means to have that abundant life that Jesus promised us. Help us to rise in the Spirit, to see with eagle's eyes and understand how great, how rich is our inheritance in Christ Jesus. Help us to do that, Lord. We need your help. In Jesus' name, amen. And the best part is, he's heard that prayer and he's going to provide it. Well, God bless you, dear ones. I must bring this broadcast to a close. As always, I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. Should you email, I will always confirm receipt and pray. But if you would like a personal answer, God really moves through the correspondence ministry. I invite you to share your mailing address with me. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,